Welcome to Championship Circle, your updated sports news, hottest topics from the sports world, bringing it to you live, clear, and uncut. This past weekend, we had a little excitement in the sports world. Sports fans should have rejoiced it over the past weekend. We had the debut of the XFL. Yeah, I know the first time back in 2001, it was a bust. Vince McMahon, I don't think he thought stuff over back then. I think he just had money and he didn't know what to do with it. So he was like, okay, I'm going to start my own football league. He ain't put no research behind it or nothing. I mean, I know he ain't had no research behind it because the players didn't have their last name on the back of the jersey. They had nicknames like wrestlers. He hate me. Or I think one of them was called Too Quick, Too Fast For You, something. They had some crazy names on the back of their jersey. But this time I can say, you know what I'm saying, I tuned in Saturday and Sunday. I watch all the games to about halftime. Probably a little bit into the third, some of it. Some games I watched the last 2-3 minutes of it. But I did check it out though, just to see. And from what I seen, it's pretty good. Like I can deal with it until training camp start for the NFL. Saturday in the XFL, the DC Defenders played the Seattle Dragons. The Defenders won 31-19. The Defenders, their quarterback, Cardale Jones. Y'all remember Cardale Jones, Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback, Cardale Jones. See, and the thing about the XFL, when I say they did their research this time, they actually got players that people actually know this time, like Cardale Jones, Matt Jones, the running back, used to play for the Redskins, Joe Horn Jr., you know, his daddy used to play in the NFL. Joe Horn, he was a Pro Bowler. His son playing now. He was actually good. He was actually good, too, from what I've seen. But the Defenders beat the Seattle Dragons. See, you know how people are trying to pick teams right now. I picked the L.A. team just because it's a California team. You know, I'm a 49er fan. So I picked them and because the color of their jersey. Sound crazy, but hey. It's the first game. I don't know who on what team or nothing. But the next game came on 5 o'clock Saturday. The Houston Roughnecks against the LA Wildcats. There was a blowout game. 37-17. Houston won. But Houston quarterback Philip Walker, he looked good, man. Think he had 4 touchdowns. Yeah, he looked good in his debut in the XFL. Then you had your Sunday games, the New York Guardians versus the Tampa Bay Vipers. New York defense were balling. They were balling. I don't know right now. I'm going to learn the roster and let y'all know who to look out for. But all I know, New York Guardians had 5 turnovers. 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles. They were balling. They beat the Tampa Bay Vipers. Aaron Murray, the quarterback from Georgia, he sucked. They threw 3 interceptions for the Tampa Bay Vipers. Yeah, he sucked. But the last game was the St. Louis Battle Hawks and the Dallas Renegades. St. Louis won 15-9. But like I said, it's more competitive. From what I seen, it's like they did their research on the NFL and found out what fans loved about the NFL, but the NFL was scared to do, like the hits. I seen some big time hits in the XFL past weekend with no flags. No flags. I think I seen one unsportsmanlike penalty out of about 6-7 big hits. I seen like one unsportsmanlike. Then somebody got throughout the game, but it won't cause a hit. He punched the dude in the face mask. Why he do that, I don't know. Punched dude in the face mask, they threw him out the game. But like I said, it looked competitive. The kickoff looked kind of weird at first because it was like what the NFL were trying to do, like with the safety on the kick return. So their kick return is like both sides line up in front of each other. Nobody moves until the returner catches the ball, and everybody that move at the same time blocking and trying to get to the returner. It looked kind of funny because when the ball in the air, everybody's standing still like mannequins until the returner catches the ball. Then everybody start moving at one time. But it's for safety reasons, and you get more explosive kick returns. But I think that's cool too. Then, like I said, they added, it ain't no extra point kick after a touchdown. Now it's conversions. You got to go for a 1-point conversion from the 2-yard line, a 2-point conversion from the 5-yard line, or a 3-point conversion. Yes, a 3-point conversion from the 10-yard line, which I think that's a cool new addition too, because think about it. You down by 10 with like 4 minutes left in the game, and you score, and you go for that 3-point conversion. Now, all of a sudden, you down by 1 point. That quick, you down by 1 point. So, it'll prevent a lot of overtimes, too, with them conversions. But, like I said, I enjoyed watching it. I'm going to say I did enjoy watching the first weekend. Think they said first weekend, 3.3 million viewers watched. That's all right for the first time. 17,000 people in attendance for the games. That's all right, too. So, I think they owned it some this time. This time around, you know, the first time, 2001, they ain't really had no support backing them. But this time, they got ESPN, Fox, ABC, the NFL. Even, I think, after free agency start, after the first couple of weeks free agency start, the XFL is opening up their players for the NFL to audition. So, that's good. So, the XFL players are playing for another spot or a spot in the NFL. So, that's cool, too. That's cool, too. So, y'all check it out. This weekend, games be on ABC, Fox Sports, and ESPN. So y'all check that out. I think y'all will like it, man. Especially the football fans. It'll hold us over. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, after the Super Bowl, boys, like we're going to drought. Especially football fans, we're going to drought. You know, the AAF league. That didn't last but a season. The Arena League, I don't even like how the fields look on the Arena League. I can't watch that mess. But I think the XFL got a good backing this time. Vince McMahon, he put more money into it, you can tell. They be doing live interviews, man. Like, soon a play happened. Like, say quarterback go out there, throw an interception. So he get back to the line, is a reporter with a microphone asking how it feel to throw that interception. I'm not lying. Which is cool. You hear They go into the booth. You hear everything they're talking about in the booth before they relay it down back to the ref. I mean, check it out, man. I think it's a winner, man. I give it my approval. I give it my stamp of approval. But also this weekend, we had the Tar Heels versus the Blue Devils game. Rivalry. Down the road rivalry. Best rivalry in sports. Yeah. Best rivalry in sports. I'm a big Tar Heel fan. I don't care what our record is. We always play Duke hard. But this game right here, I didn't see this coming. I ain't see it coming. I mean, I kind of figured Duke was going to win. But at the same time, it's how they won. I didn't see it coming. Duke was down 1 point. And a non-called foul on Wendell Moore was the result of a turnover with 12 seconds left. 12 seconds left in the game. Like, for all the ones that actually watched the game, that was a clear foul. Any other time that the ball is inbound and the other team runs into the player that's catching the ball inbounds, it's usually a foul. Like 99.5% of the time, that's a foul. But the refs got us. He ran into my man. Ball went out of bounds. They called out on Carolina. The rest is history. On it. Y'all know what happened after that. Y'all know what happened. We lost the game. But at the same time, my Tar Heels did blow it. We was up about 13 points with like 6 minutes left in the second half. Up by like 13 points and blew it. Blew it. Had a 5-point lead with like 40-some seconds left. 52 seconds, I think. Blew it. Blew it. Roy, I know the saying was that Roy, if he ain't got a lot of 5-star talents on the roster, he can't coach. This team right here is not loaded with 5-stars, and it's showing. We lost Cole Anthony. That put us back. Robinson hurt. I mean, we just had injuries. After injuries, and we were playing with a mediocre team. But it is what it is. Next year, we will be back. We got like 4, 5, 5-stars coming in. We're going to regroup. We're going to be back. We're going to regroup. Duke, y'all got us, but we always play y'all twice. Don't forget that. We ain't scared to come to Durham. We ain't scared to come to Durham. We'll be down there. We will be down there. But all in all, like I said, it was a exciting weekend for sports. Sports fans everywhere. I know that y'all be got y'all picks on what y'all like to watch or what kind of sports y'all watch. Cause I'm like that. But I'm going to be real. I just don't like to watch baseball, golf, hockey. Like them three sports right there, I just can't watch. It's like boring. Like what's the saying, watching paint dry. That's what it feel like watching them three sports. But with the other sports, I'll be bringing it to you all day, every day, keeping you updated all the time. every time I get up here. But after this break, I'll be back with more sports. Another sports event that happened over the weekend, which caught my attention, was the John Jones Revis fight. That refight, Riz. To be honest, my honest opinion, out of the five rounds, they said that John Jones won by unanimous decision. That's what they said. That's what the ref said, the scorecard. Unanimous decision. Unanimous means that John Jones won all five rounds, hands down. I didn't see that. When I was watching the fight, my opinion, Riz got the best of John Jones first, second, and I'm going to say third round too. Third might have been kind of a tie, but first and second for sure, I give it to Reeves. I give it to him because he was connecting on his strikes. He even dropped John Jones. He was connecting on his kicks. Strike John Jones across the head, make him stumble back. Like, he had John Jones, like, on his guard. Had him on his guard. Couldn't get him down. John Jones tried to get him down, wrestle him down, couldn't get him down. Like, Riz put up a great fight. And for him to lose by unanimous decision, I think they cheated him, man. For everybody that seen that fight, you cannot tell me that John Jones won that fight unanimous. You just can't tell me. Because from what I seen, John Jones was in trouble. If they would have had one more round, Riz probably would have knocked John Jones out. No lie. That's how confused, that's how defensive he had John Jones. Yeah, John Jones got his little licks in too, but Riz was in battle mode. He was in battle mode. But John Jones won. Can't take that away from him. Now they talking about John Jones might move up to heavyweight. I don't think so, because from that fight alone right there, I don't think he want to move to the big boys. Not just yet. Because I can't imagine him fighting Daniel Cormier and winning. I can't. Not John Jones. I just can't see him in the ring, in the octagon with Kamara and coming up victorious. He better stay in that weight class and fight whoever up next. Because if he moved to heavyweight, think that might be a bad career move for John Jones. I mean, can y'all see John Jones fighting Brock Lesnar, man? I mean, that's just realistic if he move up to heavyweight. Brock Lesnar, a heavyweight in the UFC. Daniel Cormier is a heavyweight in the UFC. I just can't see it, man. Like, even they call him the Black Beast, Derrick Lewis, heavyweight. That's who John Jones will be going up against. People like, I just can't see it, man. I mean, maybe he could shock me and go in there, gain a little weight, move up to heavyweight. And maybe he can be Popeye in the octagon, eat his spinach before the fight. But I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. So, John Jones, if you ready to move up to heavyweight, put your career on the line, that's what you do. But I don't think it's a good move. But what do I know? What do I know, John? You know better than me. You the one that train. You the one that train hard every day to get in that octagon. So I think you will know better than me when you put your career at risk. But don't do it, John Jones. Don't do it. But to the NBA, we had a couple of interesting things that happened in the NBA over the weekend. No trade deadline over with. Got some people on new teams that played over the weekend. But the one that stood out to me was, Andrew Wiggins got traded to the Warriors for D'Lo. D'Lo Russell, D'Angelo Russell. And I kind of like that trade. Like I said, I don't like it for right now, but I like it for next year because now Wiggins get to play that third option to Klay and Curry. Wiggins, I think, would suit that role because Wiggins can ball. Like, Wiggins can ball, man, but I think the spotlight was just too big for him in Minnesota. Like, everybody expected him to be a superstar in Minnesota, but they're not expecting him to be this superstar with the Warriors. They just want him to come in and play his role, play the Harrison Barnes role. When they doubling down on Klay and they locking Steph Curry up, and he open, let's hit the open shot. That's all they want him to do. Hit the open shot, play defense. That's all they want him to do with the Warriors. But for now, he got to wait till Klay and Steph come back. So right now, he might get his rocks off. He played the Lakers Saturday, had 24 points and 5 steals. 5 steals in his debut with the Warriors. Them some incredible numbers just to be with the Warriors for 2 days. 24 points, 5 steals. So I'm not saying he gonna fill in for KD. Nope, he can't do that. No, nobody can actually fill that spot that KD left but a few people. And Andrew Wiggins is not one of them. I'm not even gonna put him in that category. But he do fit the Warriors for what they need to do next year, especially with the Warriors probably might get that number one pick. They might have the number one pick. So Wiggins kind of get them some freedom to either trade that pick down for more picks or draft James Wiseman, a center from Memphis who can run the floor with them. Or they can take that pick and trade it for more role players. So they're in a good situation next year, man. Steve Kerr, I think the dynasty going to continue next year. I'm not saying that they're going to come back and win the championship next year, but they will be top contenders again next year. So I do see that out on. Another game that was good to me, Jazz and the Rockets. This game ended in dramatic form. So P.J. Tucker played for the Houston Rockets, the center. for the Houston Rockets. Hit a three-pointer to give the Rockets a two-point lead with 1.6 seconds left. All right, you following me? P.J. Tucker hit the three. Boom. Rockets up 2 points. 1.6 seconds. So you would think the game, man, is over with. They ain't got but 1.6 seconds, down by two. What the Jazz going to do? But the Jazz inbound at half court, throw it to Bogdanović off a screen. Threw it to him off a screen. And he threw up a prayer. Threw up a prayer. I mean, I don't even think he had faith in that three-point shot. And had Harden and Tucker jumping in his face. Both players jumping in his face off a fadeaway, off the screen, three-pointer. And he hit it to win the game. Jazz beat the Rockets off a prayer. Yeah, there was them dramatic games like that. Can't get no better. Love them type games. But, like I said, Jazz beat the Rockets. Dramatic form. Then, I'm going to tell you. Y'all paying attention to what Trae Young doing. Like, Trae Young tearing up the league. Like, they talking about him, but I don't think he really get the recognition that he deserved for his second year. Like, for a sophomore, this guy balling. And I got to kind of apologize to Trae Young because I thought he was going to be a bust. Yeah, I did. I thought they were hyping him up, saying he's going to be the next Steph Curry. I thought he was going to get to the NBA and be a bust. But he proven me and all his critics wrong because he hit another, had another 40-point double-double against the Knicks the weekend. The guy balling, man. Like, the guy balling. Can't take nothing away from him. Steph Curry, man. Can't say that he's Steph yet. He only been in the league 2 years. Steph got rings and a lot of accomplishments behind his three-point shot. But I can say that if Trae keep going at the pace he going now, he will catch Steph Curry and his records. Ring-wise, I don't know. Maybe if he get traded down the road to a contender. Because Atlanta, I don't see them making it nowhere no time soon. So, Trae, I do give you your props. Keep balling, my dude. I like you, man. I like you. Getting on my my top favorite list. No, Luka number one, but, you know, y'all came out the same class, so y'all can get it. Ja Morant, he becoming one of my favorite players, too. Because Westbrook, he was top, but Ja, I think he play right there at the level of Westbrook, because he'll go in, man. He aggressive. Like, this young generation of talent we got in the NBA, they keeping it exciting, man. They keeping it exciting. Zion back. He gorilla. He got playing like a gorilla, man. Like, you would think he about to take out running on his knuckles. But, man, I'm going to tell you, man. The future is bright for the NBA. The future is bright. But I'm going to just leave y'all with this crazy rumor. Dak Prescott getting traded and replaced by Tom Brady. Only thing I got to say about that is, ha! I don't see it. Jerry Jones, you better not make that move because I think you're going to lose your team in the locker room if you make that move. Pay Dak and come back and try to win with the team you got. Because if you get rid of Dak and get Tom Brady, you're going to be moving backwards. I'm going to go and tell you right there. So, This has been another episode of Championship Circle. You can find me on Spotify, iTunes, any other music platform. So until next time, I'm out.